This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of knowledge, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, a majlis of us studying, understanding and learning the noble Quran and the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the noble Quran in the Arabic language. Our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an Arab. He spoke in the Arabic language, and thus, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, for us to really understand the noble Quran and the Sunnah of our Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to understand the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our current series going through the book دروس اللغة العربية لغير الناطقين بها. Lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students. Walhamdulillah. And mashallah, tabarakallah, بإذن الله تعالى. In this majlis, we will be moving on to lesson number 18. Walhamdulillah. Very close to finishing up book 1. Mashallah, tabarakallah. But before we move on to lesson number 18, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a quick bit of a revision, inshallah, related to exercises, lessons number 16 and 17. What did we learn in lesson number 16, lesson number 17? Well, we've already learnt plurals, walhamdulillah. In English, we have book and books. In English, we have human and humans. In English, we have computer and computers, mashallah. Well, the Arabic language, you also have jam', you also have plurals. We have, for example, kitabun, a book. Kutubun, books. We have rajulun, a man. Rijalun, men. We have muhandisun, engineer. Muhandisun, engineers, mashallah. We are, or rather he says, I am a muslimun, ana muslimun. And we all scream out and we say, nahnu muslimun. We are Muslims, mashallah. Excellent. Then we learned, with regards to nouns, we have and we can divide them into rational and irrational nouns. So rational would be your human beings, angels, devils, etc. Irrational, there's no concept of intellect. You cannot speak to the book. The car cannot drive on its own. The car cannot buy you and bring you the shopping, etc. Cannot take instructions. And so non-rational, we will categorize, for example, animals, things, objects, ideas, they will fall into the irrational category. Well, there's a rule related to this, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that non-rational plurals are treated as though they are singular feminine words. Example, the word kitabun's plural is kutubun, mashallah, kutubun, walhamdulillah. But if I'm talking about kutubun, if I'm describing kutubun, I'm going to treat the word kutubun as though it is a singular feminine word. Example, kutubun, make it, describe it as beautiful. Kutubun, jamilatun. Kutubun, jamilatun. Why did I say jamilatun? That's feminine and that's singular. Although kutubun is plural. We say, well, because we're going to treat kutubun as though it is a singular feminine word. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. That's what we covered in lessons number 16 and 17. Example, hadha baytun. This is a house. Hadihi buyutun. These are houses. هذه بيوت. See, we treated it as though it is a singular feminine word, mashallah. هذه بيوت. هذا كلب. This is a dog. هذه كلاب. These are dogs. والحمد لله. And so as some might say, non-human plural treated as singular feminine. If that works with you, والحمد لله, easier to memorize. بإذن الله تعالى. MashaAllah, تبارك الله. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. We now move on to lesson exercise number 19. Ad-Darus exercise number 19. Na'am, 19, or rather 18. 18, subhanAllah. We cannot skip number 18. Let us move on to exercise number 18. InshaAllah, we've covered 16, 17, and now 18. Bi-Ithnillahi ta'ala. Jameel. Ad-Darus al-Thamina Ashar. Lesson number 18. المدرس ما معنى مدرس؟ المدرس the teacher. مدرس a teacher. المدرس the teacher. المدرس ماذا قال المدرس؟ What did the teacher say? He said, كم أخ لك يا محمد؟ كم means how many. How many? You go for Hajj or you go for Umrah, you go into the shop there, you ask him, كم هذا? كم هذا? How much is this? كم ريالاً? How many rials is such and such? كم means how much, how many. المدرس says, كم أخاً لك يا محمد? How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? Important, يا عبد الله, يا أمت الله. كم means how many. The word which comes after كم, the noun after كم, two rules related to it. Number one, it must be singular. Number one, it must be singular. Number two, it must be mansub, meaning it is in the fatha form. Jayid. So, kam akhan laka. Kam akhan. Originally, it was akhun. Originally, it was akhun. But when we put a kam before it, kam akhan, how many brothers, laka ya Muhammadu, do you have, O Muhammad? How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? One more time. كم أخاً لك يا محمد? How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? Rule after كم, two matters. Number one, the word must be singular, not plural. After كم, the word must be singular. Number two, it must be in the fatha form. It must be mansub. It must be mansub. كم أخاً لك يا محمد? Muhammad says, لي أخون واحد. لي belongs to me, I have. When it comes to relations, family, etc., we use the word, we use the letter lam. لي, I have. I have a brother. لي أخٌ واحدٌ. I have one brother. لي أخٌ واحدٌ. But if, for example, we were talking about a pen, I wouldn't say لي قلمٌ واحدٌ. I won't say لي قلمٌ واحدٌ. Rather, there, for an item, object, we would say عندي قلمٌ واحدٌ. عندي قلمٌ واحدٌ. I have one pen. So again, المدرس كم أخاً لك يا محمد? How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? Muhammad says, لي أخٌ واحدٌ. لي أخٌ واحدٌ. I have one brother. واحدٌ is a نعت, is a describing word. It is describing the brother. One brother. مدرس وكم أختاً لك? وكم, and how many? Ukhtan. Originally it was ukhtun, but because we have a kam before it, because there's a how many before it, we say ukhtan, ukhtan. And this is in the mansub form. It's in the fatha, fatha form. Wa kam ukhtan laka. And how many sisters do you have? How many sisters do you have? What does he say? Li ukhtani. Li أختاني. I have two sisters. This is something new, brothers and sisters. أختاني, two sisters. In the Arabic language, we have the singular form, we have the dual form, and we also have the plural form. Whereas, for example, English, we have the singular and plural. English, singular and plural. Book, books. But in Arabic, we have singular, كتابٌ. Then we have dual, كتاباني. And then we have the plural, which is كتبٌ. Excellent. So they say, Li ukhtani. I have two sisters. I have two sisters. Two books would be kitabani. Two pens would be qalamani. Two brothers, akhawani. Two books, kitabani. Two daftars, daftarani. What else, ya mashaykh? Two cars, sayyaratani. Mumtaz. So, li ukhtani, I have two sisters. I have two sisters. Example, two Muslims would be muslimani. So, muslimun, muslimani, muslimun, singular, dual, plural. Muslimun, muslimani, and muslimun. Walhamdulillah. Female, muslimatun, muslimatani, and muslimatun, mashallah. Kam ajalatan lid-darajati ya Hamidu? Kam ajalatan lid-darajati ya Hamidu? How many tires are there on the bicycle, oh Hamid? Kam ajalatan lid-darajati ya Hamidu? Kam ajalatan tire. كم عجلة للدراجة يا حامد؟ How many tires are there for the or on the bicycle, oh Hamid? لها عجلتان. It has for it the bicycle. لها عجلتان. The bicycle basically has two tires. لها عجلتاني. كم عيدا في السنة يا زكريا؟ كم عيدا؟ How many عيدs في السنة, in the year, في السنة, سنة is a year. كم عيدا في السنة يا زكريا؟ زكريا, his name is زكريا. كم عيدا في السنة يا زكريا؟ زكريا says في السنة عيداني. في السنة عيداني. In the year there are two عيدs. In the year there are two عيدs. ما شاء الله. هما, two of them. هما means both of them, two of them. We have هو means he. هما, two of them. And هم, them. Try it, them. هم is the plural. So هو, هما, and هم. هما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. هما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. They are عيد الفطر and عيد الأضحى. Excellent. Those are the two عيدs that we celebrate in the year. عيد الفطر, when we break our fast after the month of Ramadan. And عيد الأضحى, where we slaughter the أضحية, the animal, ما شاء الله. One more time. في السنة عيدان. ما معنى عيدان؟ Two عيدs. هما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. المدرس يا إبراهيم. أبوك تاجر كبير. Your father is a big businessman. Oh Ibrahim, your father is a big businessman. ما شاء الله. تاجر كبير. كم متجر عنده؟ How many stores, how many shops does he have? كم متجر عنده؟ How many businesses does he have? كم متجر عنده؟ عنده, does he have, belongs to him. عنده متجران كبيران. عنده متجران. متجران, two businesses. كبيران, big businesses. He has two big businesses, ما شاء الله. عنده متجران كبيران. المدرس. كم نافذة؟ كم نافذة؟ How many windows? Why نافذة؟ Why is it tan? Why is it mansub? Because after kam, the word must be singular and it must be mansub. Kam nafidatan fi ghurfatika, in your room. Fi ghurfatika in your room. Ya Ismailu. How many nafidatan? How many windows in your room, O Ismailu? Fiha, In it what? In it the room. فيها نافذتان. In it there are two windows. فيها نافذتان. فيها نافذتان. In it there are two windows. In it what's the it there? In the room there are two windows. ما شاء الله. المدرس لمن هذه الدفتران. Teacher picks up two notebooks and he asks the students, لِمَنْ هَذَانِ الدَّفْتَرَانِ. To who belongs these two notebooks? Look at there. We didn't say هَذَا or هَذِهِ. We said هَذَانِ. هَذَانِ. Because we're talking about two. We're talking about dual. So هَذَا دَفْتَرٌ. هَذَانِ دَفْتَرَانِ. مُمْتَاز. And we already learned the plural. هَذِهِ دَفَاتِرُ. مُمْتَاز. Singular. هذا دفتر dual. هذاني دفتراني plural. هذه دفاتر, because non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Excellent. لمن هذاني دفتراني. To who belongs these two notebooks? هما لي. هما, both of them. لي belong to me. هما لي, both of them belong to me. لمن هاتان المسطرتان. لمن هاتان المسطرتان. مسطرة. What's a مسطرة? مسطرة is a الله المستعان, is a ruler. الرولة. لمن هاتان المسطرتان. مسطرتان هما لي. They belong to me. Why هاتاني? What is this هاتاني now? Subhanallah. هاتاني is the dual of هذه. So هذه مسطرة. هذه سيارة. هذه سيارة. This is a car. These are two cars. هاتاني سيارتان. هاتان سيارتان. And the plural, هذه سيارات. Again, هذه سيارة. This is a car. هاتان سيارتان. هاتان سيارتان. هاتان سيارتان. These are two cars. Plural. هذه سيارات. These are cars. And what does he say? Yunus, he says, هما لي. They belong to me. Both of them belong to me. Who's the me? Me is Dr. Yunus, there, mashallah. So Yunus says, they both belong to me. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a quick bit of revision again. With regards to lesson number 18, we've learned كم. After كم, the noun must be singular and it must be mansoob. Excellent. Number two, we've also learned duals. So كتابٌ كتاباني. Excellent. We learned the dual of هذا هذاني. We learned the dual of هذه هاتاني. Excellent. والحمد لله. ممتاز. Move on to exercise number one. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا المثنى. مثنى means dual. مثنى means the dual form. Excellent. So they want you to change the sentences into the dual form. Let's look at it. كم قلما عندك? How many pens do you have? كم قلما عندك? Make it two pens. كم قلما عندك? How many pens do you have? Jayid, answer this question with the answer of two pens. كم قلما عندك? How many pens do you have? Say, I have two pens. So we would say, عندي قلمان. عندي قلمان. I have two pens. Again, كم قلما عندك? عندي قلمان. كم قلما عندك? عندي قلماني. عندي قلماني. ممتاز ممتاز ممتاز. عندي قلماني. Number two. كم كتابا عندك? كم كتابا عندك? How many books do you have? Let's say you have two books. عندي كتاباني. عندي كتاباني. عندي كتاباني. I have two books. كم سبورة? How many chalkboards? في فصلكم, in you people's classroom. كم سبورة في فصلكم? كم سبورة في فصلكم? So your answer, fi faslina. Fi faslina, in our classroom. Fi faslina. Fi faslina, in our classroom. Or you could just say fi fas, fihi, in it. Fihi would mean in it. In it what? What's the it? Classroom. So you could answer fi faslina, in our classroom. Saburatani. Fi faslina saburatani. Fi faslina saburatani. Or you could say fihi saburatani. Fihi saburatani. Fihi saburatani. Excellent. Number four. Kam riyalan indaka al-ana ya Layla. Oh, it's Layla. Kam riyalan indaki ya Layla. Kam riyalan indaki ya Layla. How many riyals do you have, oh Layla? Kam riyalan indaki ya Layla. How many riyals do you have, oh Layla? Jawab, answer. She has two riyals, so what would she say? Indi riyalani. Indi riyalani. I have two riyals. Indi riyalani. Indi riyalani. Excellent. Or she could add, Indi riyalani al-ana. I have two riyals now. Number five. Kam ukhtan laka ya Aliyu? Kam ukhtan? How many sisters laka ya Aliyu do you have, O Ali? Kam ukhtan laka ya Aliyu? Ali says, Li ukhtani. I have, belongs to me. I have two sisters. I have two sisters. Obviously, here we use li. Why do we use li? Because it's family, it's relation, it's a relative. Li ukhtani, I have two sisters. For items, we say indi, I have. With regards to family relatives, we say li. Kam amman laki ya aminatu? Kam amman laki ya aminatu? How many uncles do you have, O Amina? She responds, li ammani. Li ammani. I have two uncles. Li ammani. I have two uncles. Number seven. Kam sadiqan laka ya Muhammadu. Kam sadiqan laka ya Muhammadu. Kam sadiqan laka ya Muhammadu. How many friends do you have, O Muhammad? His response. Li sadiqani. Li sadiqani. I have two friends. Li sadiqani. MashaAllah. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslikum. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslikum. How many? Taliban jadidan. New students. So take note. After kam, the word must be singular and mansub. So we say taliban. So why are we saying jadidan? Because jadidan is a describing word. It's an adjective for taliban. And so it follows the rule of taliban, whatever it is. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslikum. How many new students in you people's classroom? Mumtaz. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslikum. A jawab could be fi faslina. Fi faslina, in our classroom, talibani jadidani. Talibani jadidani. MashaAllah, that's where you get the term, the famous taliban. Two students. What does it mean? It means two students, taliban. MashaAllah. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslikum. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslikum. So the jawab, fihi talibani jadidani. Fihi talibani jadidani. In it, there are two new students. Or you could give a long answer. Fi faslina talibani jadidani. Mumtaz. Number nine. Kam masjidan fi qariyatika ya Zakariya? Kam masjidan fi qariyatika ya Zakariya? How many masjids are there in your village, O Zakariya? Fi qariyatina o fiha? You could respond fi qariyatina, in our village, or fiha, in it. Masjidani, masjidani, two masjids. Masjidani. Number 10. Kam funduqan, kam funduqan. What's a funduq? Funduq is a hotel. Kam funduqan fi hadha shari'i. How many hotels are there in this street? Kam funduqan fi hadha shari'i. Jawab, fi hadha shari'i funduqani. In this street there are two hotels. Or
في هذا شارعي, we could shorten that, we could just say فيهي, فيهي فندقاني, فيهي فندقاني, فيهي فندقاني. And number 11, كم أخن لك يا سعاد, female سعاد, كم أخن لك يا سعاد, how many brothers do you have, oh سعاد. And so she says لي أخواني, لي أخواني, I have two brothers. لي أخواني, لي أخواني, لي أخواني means I have two brothers. والحمد لله. Hey, some examples from the Noble Quran. مما ترك الوالدان, what the two parents left behind in terms of inheritance. مما ترك الوالدان, والدان, the both parents, two parents. قال رجلان, said two men said. ودخل معه السجن فتيان, and entered with him into the prison two guys. هذان ساحران, these two are, you know, soothsayers, black magicians, etc. طائفتان, Allah mentions طائفتان, طائفتان, two parties. طائفة is a party. طائفتان من المؤمنين, two parties of the believers. والحمد لله. Exercise number 2, اقرا واكتب. خالد له ابنان وبنتان. خالد, خالد has, خالد له belongs to him, he has ابنان, two sons, وبنتان, and two daughters. Number 2, في هذا البيت, في هذا البيت, in this house, غرفتان. ما معنى غرفتان؟ Two rooms. في هذا البيت غرفتان كبيرتان. Two big rooms. في هذا البيت غرفتان كبيرتان. في هذا البيت غرفتان كبيرتان. فاطمة لها طفلان صغيران. فاطمة لها طفلان صغيران. فاطمة has two young kids. فاطمة لها طفلان صغيران. فاطمة لها طفلان صغيران. فاطمة has two young children, two small children. لي عيناني, I have two eyes. وأذنان, and two ears. ويدان, and two hands. ورجلان, and two legs. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us in this manner and who has favored us, given us two eyes, two ears, two hands, two legs, subhanallah. Those out there who only have one of these limbs, one of these, Allah musta'an, may Allah make it easy for them. Those who have difficulties in either one of them, some have lost both, subhanallah, subhanallah. So praise and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors upon you. في هذا الحي, في هذا الحي, in this neighborhood, مدرستان, there are two schools. في هذا الحي مدرستان, في هذا الحي مدرستان, في هذا الحي مدرستان. صلاة الفجر ركعتان, صلاة الفجر ركعتان. صلاة الفجر has two rak'as, two units of prayer. صلاة الفجر ركعتان. Number 7, للبيت مفتاحان. للبيت مفتاحان. For the house, there are two keys. The house has two keys. للبيت مفتاحان. للبيت مفتاحان. Number 8. لمن هاتان البقرتان. لمن هاتان البقرتان. To who belongs these two بقرتان, these two cows. لمن هاتان البقرتان. Why did we say هاتان? هاتان is the dual of هذه. So هاتان would be the dual. البقرتان, these two cows. To who belongs these two cows? هما للفلاح. هما للفلاح. Both of them belong to the farmer. هما للفلاح. هما للفلاح. ممتاز. أهذان الطبيبان من إنكلترا. أهذان, are these two. الطبيبان, two doctors. من إنكلترا, from England. لا هما من فرنسا. لا هما من فرنسا. No, they are both from France. لا هما من فرنسا. No, they are both from France. في قريتي مسجدان صغيراني. في قريتي, in my village, مسجدان صغيراني, there are two masjids. Saghirani, there are two small masjids. Fi qaryati masjidani saghirani, in my village there are two small masjids. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 3. اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية ثم ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي تمييزا لكم واضبط أواخره. Read the following sentences and like the example, after كم you need to put a تمييز. So the word which comes after كم, we call it a تمييز. This is singular and it is منصوب. Singular and it is منصوب. جيد. And this تمييز, it is there to, you know, remove and dispel any sort of ambiguity. So I go into a shop and I ask him how much, there's 20 items, how much? He won't know what I'm talking about. So I say, how much, you know, are the books? How much is the pen? How much is the, you know, is the car? Etc. Etc. So this dispels and removes any sort of ambiguity. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. So look at the example. They say, "Kam uchtan laka." Kam uchtan laka. Uchtan is singular and it is mansub fatha. Kam qalaman indaka. How many pens do you have? Qalaman singular and mansub. Kam sayaratan fil jami'ati. How many cars are in the university? Sayaratan singular and it is mansub fatha. Excellent. So they want you to fill in the blanks with an appropriate tamiz. Look at number 1. Kam something indaka. Kam something indaka. Kam what? Kam riyalan indaka. How many riyals do you have? كم ريالا عندك? It could also be كم what? كم something عندك? كم ريالا works well. ريال one works well, inshallah. So كم ريالا عندك? كم ريالا عندك? How many riyals do you? How many riyals do you have? جميل. Number 2. كم something لك? How many? Let's say brothers. كم أخن لك? كم أخن لك? How many brothers do you have? So for riyals, كم ريالا عندك? كم ريالا عندك? كم كتابا عندك? How many books do you have? كم ريالا? How many riyals do you have? But for family, we use لك. So كم أخن لك? كم أخن لك? How many brothers do you have? كم أختن لك? How many sisters do you have? Number 3. كم something في هذا الشارع? How many something in this street? كم فندقا في هذا الشارع? How many hotels in this street? كم فندقا في هذا الشارع? كم فندقا في هذا الشارع? Number 4. كم something في قريتك? كم something في قريتك? كم what? كم مسجدا في قريتك? كم مسجدا في قريتك? How many masjids in your village? Number 5. كم something في فصلكم? كم نافذة في فصلكم? كم نافذة في فصلكم? How many windows are there in you people's classroom? كم نافذة في فصلكم? Number 6. كم something في السنة? كم عيدا في السنة? How many عيدs in the year? Or كم شهرا في السنة? How many months in the year? كم يوما في السنة? How many days in the year? ممتاز. So again, كم عيدا في السنة? كم شهرا في السنة? كم يوما في السنة? All of them apply. Number 7. كم something للدراجة? كم عجلة? How many wheels? كم عجلة للدراجة? كم عجلة للدراجة? For the bicycle. كم عجلة للدراجة? And the last one there. كم something في غرفتك? كم سرير في غرفتك? How many beds are there in your room? كم سرير في غرفتك? كم بابا في غرفتك? How many doors in your room? كم سرير في غرفتك? How many beds in your room? والحمد لله. Excellent, ما شاء الله. Number four, exercise number four. حول المبتدا في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى مثنى. Change the subject in all of the following sentences into the dual. هذا كتاب. هذان كتابان. هذان. So we changed هذا to هذان. So if we changed هذا to هذان, obviously we're going to need to change كتاب to كتابان. Like for example, هذا قلم. هذان قلمان. هذان قلمان. هذه مسطرة. هاتاني. Because it's هذه. هذه is dual is هاتاني. هاتاني مسطرتاني. هاتاني مسطرتاني. هذا طالب. هذا طالب. هذان طالبان. هذان طالبان. هذه طالبة. This is a female student. هاتان طالبتان. هاتان طالبتان. هاتان طالبتان. Number five. هذا الرجل مدرس. هذان الرجلان مدرسان. ممتاز والحمد لله. هذان الرجلان مدرسان. هذان الرجلان مدرسان. هذا الطالب من الهند. هذان الطالبان من الهند. ممتاز. Number seven. هذه الساعة من اليابان. هاتان الساعتان من اليابان. هاتان الساعتان من اليابان. Number eight. هذه السيارة للمدير. This car belongs to the مدير. هاتان السيارتان للمدير. Number nine. لمن هذا المفتاح؟ لمن هذا المفتاح؟ لمن هذان المفتاحان؟ لمن هذان المفتاحان؟ لمن هذان المفتاحان؟ Number 10. لمن هذه الملعقة؟ To who belongs the spoon? لمن هذه الملعقة؟ لمن هاتان الملعقتان؟ لمن هاتان الملعقتان؟ لمن هاتان الملعقتان؟ والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that nothing comes easy. You need to exert yourself, you need to study, you need to revise, and bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, whoever does that, then he will get his results, insha'Allah. Number five, exercise number five, اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها. كلباني. What's كلباني? كلباني, two dogs. كلباني, two dogs. مكتباني, two offices. مكتباني, two offices, or it could be two desks. مكتباني, two desks. قميصاني, قميصاني, two shirts. أخواني, two brothers. منديلاني, two handkerchiefs. منديلاني, two handkerchiefs. مسطرتاني, two rulers. أختاني, two sisters. إمرأتاني, two women. إمرأتاني, two women. And then they want you to duel the following words. سيارة, سيارتاني. طبيبة, طبيبتاني. ولد, ولداني. Two sons or two kids. لغة, language. لغتاني, two languages. صديق, صديقاني. Two friends. تاجر, تاجراني. Two businessmen. ملعقة, ملعقتان, two spoons. مدرس, مدرسان, two teachers. باب, بابان, two doors. اسم, اسمان, two names. هذا, هذان, these two. And هذه, هاتان, these two, for that which is feminine. الكلمات الجديدة. Come means how many, how much. العيد, the عيد. العجلة, the wheel, and the plural of that. عجلات, عجلات. الحي means your neighborhood. أحياء, neighborhoods. الريال, the ريال. ريالات is the plural. ريالات is the plural. الركعة, unit of prayer. ركعات, ركعات. Many ركعات, ما شاء الله. المسطرة, the ruler. And مساطر is the plural. مساطر is the plural. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we have completed exercise number 18. Walhamdulillah. Those who are following, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, Bi'ithnillahi Ta'ala, once we reach the end of the book, those who have been following consistently, you can drop us an email, Bi'ithnillahi Ta'ala, you can drop us an email at deenclass@gmail.com and we will send you a small test. You can test yourself, Bi'ithnillahi Ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off, a maxim from the Noble Quran, a fundamental concept from the Noble Quran, Allah states, وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 189. وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ And come to the homes, come to the houses, مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا From its doors. From the door, do something in the proper manner. Come to the homes from the doors. Don't enter from the back door. Don't enter from the window. Don't enter from the roof, etc. No. وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا Come to the house from its doors. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ The beginning of this verse. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَنْ تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ So you had these Meccans, they would do some crazy stuff. That they would feel that if we are in the state of ihram, we are performing pilgrimage, we cannot enter the homes from the front doors. We need to enter from the windows, etc., etc. So they used to do this crazy stuff. And so Allah mentions, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا Come to the homes from its doors. And this verse then used as a maxim, used as a principle by the ulama past and present. You know, when it comes to do something properly, subhanAllah. Example, you want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, there's a way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not whatever you feel, willy-nilly, etc. I want to do this. I feel this is good type of worship, etc., etc. No, you need to follow the way of the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will make you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put forth this way. He sent the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us the way. So you follow this way. وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا You want to do ibadah? Follow his way sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same with regards to somebody who wants to have pious offspring. So there's a way. وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا Come to the house from the door. Go to the house. Knock on the door. Speak to the wali. Don't meet the girl in the corner. Don't be booking your rooms on the weekend, etc. Yourself and her together alone. You're not married, Allah musta'an. This is something which is impermissible. Do it the proper manner, then you will have the proper and good results, insha'Allah. Same with regards to work, same with regards to all matters in life. Do it in the proper fashion, in the proper manner. Do not circumvent the laws and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, wa'tul buyuta min abwabiha. Come to the homes, come to the houses. From their doors, you want to do something, do it properly, insha'Allah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. A few verses from the Noble Quran, brothers and sisters. Allah states, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا And if you had to count, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا If you had to count, نِعْمَةَ Allah, The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا If you had to count, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ The favors of Allah, لَا تُحْسُوهَا You will not be able to count them, subhanallah. The favors of Allah upon you right now, you are unable to count, subhanallah. Allah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ Verily with Allah, عِنْدَهُ With Him, عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ The knowledge of the hour. I don't know, you don't know, nobody knows, the angels don't know, the Anbiya did not know, do not know when the final hour was going to take place. This knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ With Allah is the knowledge of the hour. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. And one more verse, brothers and sisters. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. No person shall bear the burden of the other. I will not carry your burdens. You will not carry your parents' burdens. Nobody will carry the burden of another, the sin of the other. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. الله مستعان. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us in the company of the pious, the salihin, the anbiya, and the shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.